Patient's name is Savannah Klink. First name Savannah. Last name Klink. Date of birth is 9/28/2010. Date of service 2/18/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 11-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of fever of 101.3, headache and stomach ache that just began this morning. Patient denies any congestion, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea at this time. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications, ibuprofen and cetirizine, medical history, seasonal allergies, surgical history, bilateral eustachian tubes, social history, denies exposure to secondhand smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure, 117 over 76, heart rate 130, respiratory rate 18, temp 99.8, O2 sat 97, and she weighs 73.8 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, MOLLE, erythema to the posterior pharynx, neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, no lymphadenopathy, chest, S1, S2, tachycardia, respirations, even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremity, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, and skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, viral gastroenteritis, number 2, febrile illness. Patient did have a strep, flu, and COVID swab done in the office, which were all negative. Mom states that she does have a history of frequent UTIs in the past, and so we did also do a UA, which was negative for any bacteria. Patient will continue to take over-the-counter medications for symptom relief, and I will give the mother a prescription of amoxicillin, but I discussed with her holding that medication for 2 to 3 days, and if patient has any worsening of symptoms, then she can begin the amoxicillin. Mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none in this time.